James and Matthew discuss Apple, Microsoft, BlackBerry, and overly descriptive titles in episode 92 of the Furla Bros Tech Podcast.
Episode 92 of the Furla Bros Tech Podcast. Today is June 30th, 2013. I'm Matthew Dean Furla, and this is my world away brother, James Furla.
That's right, I am a world away.
Yeah, wow. Pretty much. Well, not really.
It's only 8 hours. That's
a third of a world?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in Lincoln, England, broadcasting live from the shores of the UK, the United Kingdom.
I got
here all week.
Nice. And so, are you in your hotel right now? Is that where you are?
Yes, sir. So those like weird refracting lights that you're looking at if you're watching this live broadcast are my hotel lights. I don't really know how to turn them off without turning off everything. So they're on.
Is London the way you remember it from your childhood days?
To be totally honest, I don't actually know that I stepped foot in London. I like stepped out of Heathrow Airport and into a car, and we were on the freeway within 10 seconds, and it's all like high brush and stuff. I mean, like, I don't remember.
You're on the wrong side of the road, right?
Of course, yes.
Correct. The left side?
But, right. One thing I do want everyone to be well aware of is right now it's 9:23 for me in England, but what time is it for you?
It's 1:23.
1:23. And I have not actually slept since 6 a.m. yesterday morning. I got in about 11 hours ago and decided to just kind of tough it through it for one reason or another.
So you didn't sleep on a plane very much?
No, not at all. I didn't get a blink. I tried and just couldn't get it to happen. And
man, that's tough. You were on Delta, right?
Yeah, I was on Delta. I had a layover in JFK.
What was that picture of, by the way? I didn't understand it.
Yeah, so I Instagrammed a picture of the window that I had. I was sitting at the emergency exit door.
I saw that.
Of the plane. And that window is it's a little prism that they put into the window or into the door so that you can see through it. And it's just this tiny little nothing of a window. It was kind of weird to see everything through. I had a terrible position for like actually seeing stuff out the whole trip. It's so funny. I wear sandals when I fly because I wear sandals everywhere. And it has nothing to do with flying. And I got that seat and I was like, oh yeah, man, I can totally be at the emergency door. Like we get into an emergency situation, I'll be the man. I'll like save people's lives. It's going to be awesome. And all of a sudden I started realizing that I got sandals on. Like this is going to be rough, man, because either you're going to like crash into the Atlantic and it's going to be a water thing, in which case my feet are going to freeze, or it's going to be like you're going to hit ground, in which case there's going to be fire and explosions, and then I'm going to like burn and cut my feet, and that'll be awful. And I started to say this out loud to the guy that was sitting next to me. He's a pretty nice dude. And he just laughed at me and said, don't worry. If we get in an accident, everybody's going to die. Well, that's...
Jeez.
That's dark.
Don't worry about it.
Kind of helpful, I guess. I stopped worrying about it after that.
I used to also, and I'm going to past tense, used to travel very, very light as well, like shorts, t-shirt. I don't think I did the sandals thing. I think I actually had real shoes. And I was on Delta, and it was a flight to Germany, which got sidetracked to Labrador, Canada at 2 a.m. because of issues. And when I left, it was nice out. And when I was get to Germany, it was supposed to be nice out. But at 2 a.m. in Canada, it was cold and rainy and horrible. And I had shorts and a t-shirt, and I was there for a little over, for a little under, about 24 hours. That was miserable. There was one time where I was sleeping on the cafeteria of a military base in Labrador, Canada, and I had an airplane blanket, and I was resting on top of my backpack for a pillow, and I was just like, this is miserable.
Yeah, this that sounds terrible.
So now I actually pack a jacket with me just in case, because you never know when you're going to get stranded in the middle of nowhere for a day.
That's a good point. And the hop across the pond, the emergency route is always Greenland, which for those of you that are familiar with the irony in geography, Greenland isn't green. It's pretty icy. I won't pack my jacket. I'll probably bring my jacket with me on the way back, just in case.
Now that's cool. But you're in London doing a tech podcast.
It's true. It's speaking of tech podcasts. you're gonna find it so easy to get me distracted and just kind of. So right now I'm operating on caffeine and nothing else. So this week, like every week, we'll be talking about technology and the continuing corporate opera, or the soap opera of corporations dealing back and forth, the people working for them, their marketing campaigns, and, of course, the technology they're developing. Before we get into the heart of the show, where hopefully we'll talk about technology and not other random stuff that my brain gets onto, James has a short disclosure.
Yes, I work for HP, but I do not represent HP or any of HP's opinions.
Boom. That's awesome. If you want to follow us throughout the week, check out all of our interesting thoughts and pictures as we travel around the world and makes observations and jokes and complain about humidity in New York and such things. You are more than welcome to go to our social media places. The big one is our Twitters. My handle is at Matthew D. Furlow, one word, all lowercase.
And I'm technically at James Furlow, but I would say I'm experimenting, trying it out. And so you can also check out jamesfurlow.tumblr.com, which if the internet plays along correctly, that will soon get rid of the .tumblr part.
Nice.
It's just a matter of time, I think, assuming I changed all my C and A names correctly. I think it'll work, but you know, it takes time. So it's kind of like you change something, then you have to wait 72 hours to see if it worked.
The whole DNS domain name servers where they point.
Yeah. Well, it's one level above that. So I don't have to change the DNS stuff. It's just the A name, whatever. It's technical garbage. Doesn't matter. But I'm trying it out as a new landing spot.
Cool.
Because then I have it, so that's like the feed of stuff, right? Thoughts about the show, photos of my life, whatever. And then on the About Me section, I'm actually using about.me/James Furlow, which has more information, more resume-ish type thing. But if you want the official resume, you just go to LinkedIn because it's all there, including, I've uploaded some media up to a couple places. Like for this podcast, I uploaded our cover photo. I was like, yeah, this is us.
Seriously, and if you just Google James Furlow, that's
actually the easiest way to do it. So,
seriously,
there it is.
If you want to look at talking about the landing strip of websites, the landing strip of this show and all this other content, you can travel the surf the links all around it. It's furlowbros.com. We put all the links and clicks for the show, any videos we talk about, all the podcast cuts, which are bite-sized pieces of the show, the entire show, cool pictures, all sorts of fun stuff there at the website. So you can go and check that out, and it'll give you everything you need and want to know about the show.
So, stuff happened this week. I know.
True.
It's kind of amazing. It just keeps happening.
I know. Every week, man. It's like,
There will probably be less stuff next week, which is good for you.
I know.
Because there's an American holiday that you won't participate in coming up.
Are you kidding me?
Anything you're just gonna upset.
Oh, you haven't seen this yet. This is a This is an exclusive, unless you're on my Snapchat, in which case you've probably already seen it. But this is what I'm wearing on Thursday. As I'm proud to be an American,
oh
where at least
that's
I know
horrible.
I am free.
It is.
I know.
Is that a polo shirt or a button-up?
It's a button-up shirt.
Button-up shirt that's an American flag.
It's obscenely red,
that
white, and blue.
Is horrible.
Oh my gosh! And it's got a denim collar.
I hope
that's
you
my
get
favorite
beat up.
Part. I want to get in a fight so bad, and I'm going to get in a fight. I'm going to be like, I'm bringing the revolution to your shore. Oh, as I get
you're the reason why they hate us.
I know. It's going to be awesome. They're going to be like, what? What are you even celebrating? They're not even going to know. What's the 4th of July?
Oh, they'll know.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Have you ever lost a football game? You'll know. They know.
They're well aware of what it means.
That's a hard one to let go.
Yeah.
Okay, so you, wow, all right.
I'm so excited. Thursday's going to be awesome.
Speaking of being over the top excited, Microsoft had their own little moment today.
Oh, yeah?
This week, yeah. So they I went to their blog to talk about a new feature of Windows 8.1, and that is Internet Explorer 11!
Yeah, yeah.
And I just love how dedicated they are to IE. They were like, I don't even know if I can fully give it justice, but they were like, it's the bestest, most amazingest thing ever created in human history, ever, with a little asterisk, for Windows 8 Touch, which
yeah.
We happen to be the only ones developing for. And, I mean, they're just like, it's got immersive browsing. It's touch optimized. I mean, it's seriously like the best browser, touch responsiveness, and battery life on Windows devices. Touch optimized address bar. As many tabs as you want. More beautiful, touchable favorites. Navigation built for touch. Your sites first. And it keeps going. Creative live site tiles in Windows 8.1 start screen. Modern web development is easier. Hardware accelerated 3D web graphics. The existing web continues to work even better.
Oh,
and
man.
Yeah, they're like, it's the best web experience with apps and sites together. It totally reminds me of, you know, those, you didn't play softball, but, or I didn't play softball either. Baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah, you're right. You did. But you remember those parents who were like, my kid's the best. He's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Can make
yeah.
no mistakes ever. When everyone yeah. knows that that kid is a total jerk. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, see, that's what our parents said about me, but it wasn't an exaggeration.
Okay. Nice. Nice. But it kind of reminds me of that, where they're just like, my kid's the best ever. It's
yeah.
so much better than your kid, and everyone should know it. And you're just like, guys, it's okay. We get it. It's your baby, so you love it. But really? Really?
So I feel like so the problem that I have, and this is going to sound ridiculous. I mean, everybody who's listening to the show right now is being like, you guys are such Apple fanboys. What do you think Apple Steve Jobs did every time he got on stage? And I'm going to say this. Yes, this is the exact same playbook. It really is. I mean, like, there's no difference in strategy here. This is the greatest
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but Jobs said it with a smile, not a blog.
Well, what I was going to say is, it wasn't the fact that he said it, and it wasn't the fact that it was just ridiculous over the top, and then he's like, you know, this is gonna change everything again. Because
right.
now we've
that.
Got
what's
an
that,
LED.
The iPhone 4. It's
yeah.
recognize everything all over again. Like, really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's and he's just like, you guys are being a little bit exaggerating too much. I don't know. But what I think is the difference is I always got the feeling that it was a little bit that Apple didn't say it tongue in – or it was like half tongue-in-cheek, half serious, and like with like the full intensity of like reality. They would never back down from that position that it's the greatest thing ever and it's truly magical and wonderful, even though it's like their verbiage was so over the top that there's just no way that like any of them actually thought that. It was just – but they were like fully committed to it. And so there's they have this like force of just testicular magnitude, for lack of a better word, in how they look at it. And whereas like and the fact that they just did it with such force and like, yeah, that's what we're saying. And just like they do the stare down on you, like, yeah, it's true. This is great. Greatest thing that's ever happened ever. And
yeah,
and they used
to do stuff too, where I mean, they would give similar caveats, where it would be like, this is the thinnest phone that happens to be smart running iOS.
Right. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta be number one in something. You know, it's just a
exactly.
It's all well, how you slice it. Of course, what I also loved about Apple was they would like they did this with Mavericks, right? Where I should say they did it first with Mountain Lion, where they were just like, "This is the best thing ever. We have solved life, and you will download it and you will love it." And then like in Mavericks, they're like, "Okay." There were a bunch of hugely annoying, horrible things about Mountain Lion, and we fixed them all to create the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, and they point out all these flaws. We're like, yeah, that really was annoying, actually. I hated that. But it was really cool like a year ago, and now it's like horribly annoying. But you solved it, so it's all good. And
that is the best thing that they do, is that they just like that they come back. I'm like, yeah, the last version was awful, man.
Yeah, it was horrible. Terrible. We can't believe you actually bought that.
Yeah, exactly. That's so true. It's just the force of will on that whole attitude. That IE doesn't have that. It's almost like they take themselves too seriously about it, and not seriously enough at the same time. Whereas Apple took themselves so seriously that it's ridiculous that it was just not serious. It's just like,
part of it is, you know, they played on the whole snobby thing. Oh, you're running last gen. Wow. And, you know, and they played that up, and that was part of the fun of it. That still is part of the fun of it. Whereas Microsoft is more like, I don't know it comes more off as just clueless, I guess, where, you know, they're not trying to be the snobs. They're this is an operating system for all devices, all people, all the time. And it's almost like, how do I want to say it? And they don't apologize for previous things. You know, they're not like, oh yeah, that was horrible. Yeah. Like, no, that was amazing. And now this is amazing plus.
Right.
I don't know.
I think what it is is it's a conflict of messages. They set two different tones. The tone here is, like you said, and maybe this is the best way to put it, the tone is that of snobbiness and amazingness and just, you know, it's the greatest thing ever, and it's, you know, you should be spending all of your money to buy this. And then at the same time, the overall tone of the product is, no, this is for the middle class, everybody can afford it, it's a tool, and that's kind of and maybe that's not the tone they're trying to set, but that's the perception. And so you end up in this weird place where that message, that tone, doesn't meet the rest of the tone of the company. And whereas, you know, from a marketing perspective,
I feel like they also have this struggle with deciding what's important and what's not. I mean, I get it. They'd put it in a blog post instead of pulling everyone together for an announcement. Because that'd be a little weird. But even then, it's like, dude, just update it. And I don't know. There's something about it where it's like with Apple, they will tell you like the top 7 or 10 cool things about it, and then kind of let you hunt and discover the rest of it.
Yeah.
Whereas Microsoft feels compelled to tell you everything.
Yeah.
And they just do that laundry list. And the way that the laundry list is made is all full of superlatives. Instead of just tell me what it has, just tell me the features. They're like, no. It's amazing because it's a PR thing and we have to say it's amazing. And you're like, no, it's okay. It's just a browser. Mm-hmm. It's all right. Yeah. We've made it faster, better. I mean, and you think about like, I know that Apple Safari is supposed to be new, and they got like notifications or something. But it was like, oh yeah, we updated Safari, and it's got notifications.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very quick. They don't have the finesse that Apple has for that kind of a message.
Yeah. Well, they don't have Phil Schiller.
Right. Yeah, that's the big problem. And you know what? You know what the other problem is actually, and this one I think is probably the biggest problem.
I love bashing Microsoft. Go ahead.
I think the biggest problem that Microsoft is really running into is that they're trying to convince you that Internet Explorer is not terrible.
Come on, it's not. Well, it depends. Which one are you running? The one in the new UI, whatever that's called. I still can't remember. In the start area, or
it's not Metro anymore, dude. I can't even remember. It's not the RT. It's the new UI. What the heck is the new UI?
No, that's not it. That was their problem, man. They had an awesome brand and had to give it up.
Yeah.
Whoever owned it, I would have paid them whatever money they asked for.
It
was like, give me $1 billion. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I think it would have been worth it. I think they should have strong-armed it. They thought they could get away. They had just classic, you know, they had a great marketing. But that Apple, or I mean, not Apple, but Microsoft does it all the time. They come out with these great, like, you know, the Kinect, before it was called the Kinect. I get why you call it the Kinect. It's not a terrible name in that it's like,
what
it's
was
about
it before
movement
that?
And like
remember.
Kinetics. Wait, I'll get there. It's okay. Like, you know, it's like that combination of that whole kin prefix that they go, like kinship, yeah. So you're like all doing it together. You've got kinetics, you've got connecting, like actual physical. There's a bunch of different things that they're putting together, and it's like it matches all of their different things, but it just seems so contrived. Where before that, it was the code name for it was Nepal. No, the Natal. And Natal was like city in Spain or something. And it just sounded really cool and unique and different. And like, yeah, it's the Natal technology. It's great. And I don't know. I shrug my shoulders and they sit there and they go, they come up with these cool marketing terms, or not marketing terms, they're inside terms that really sound cool. And then they come up with their marketing terms that just feel like they were pressed out of a spaghetti machine. Like, a sausage machine is it better? You know, just take a bunch of terms, ground it up, and it comes out. It's pretty good. You know, I like sausages as much as the next guy, but it's no steak.
I know that HP suffers from a similar issue where, for example, every single product has to have a number in it. Every single product name has to have a number. And, I mean, if you look at your HP laptop, it's got a number sitting on it somewhere. If your printer has a number, whatever else we make, servers, which you would never see, has a number. Even the slate, they call it, it's a slate 7, to indicate the, you know, the size of the screen.
Yeah.
But there's another number. That's the short name. It has another name with a number associated with it.
That's the nickname. That's funny.
Yeah, and that was actually one of the weird ones where they didn't give it. I should say normally what HP does is they give them highly descriptive names, or something that you're just like, what? Like with our printers, oftentimes they're like, it's the Inkjet Office Pro 3,000 billion zillion WNQ, and those numbers at those letters at the end indicate whether it's got networking, wireless, or quantum computing. You know, they say what they are, which means something to engineers and marketers.
Yeah.
Means nothing to customers at all. And I don't know. It's just – so HP does that, and so they tend to be very descriptive-style names as a result.
Yeah.
And that was what made the Elite Pad and the Slate different, in my opinion. They came out and they gave them semi-cool names. You're like, oh, wow, that's – all right. I know what that is. I can call it that. I can say it. But that's only part of the name. There's more to it. And there's a point behind this. Oh, yeah. And all of HP's products have what we call lab names as well, where it's this – you know, it's this name that we give so that we can talk about it before it's been given its official name, which are often awesome. And what's super cool about it, especially in like the printer stuff, is typically you'll have a family of printers, you know, where it's just one generation after another where they're slowly improving and making them better, that are all done by the same engineering group, and the engineering group gets to name it. and gets, oh, nice. Gets the name, the lab name, I should say. And so you'll have, like, we have this one series where it was like Yoda, Wookiee, Jedi, Vader, which you obviously can't turn those into real names. We had another one where it was like Legolas, and did we have a Frodo?
Awesome.
I don't feel like we had a Frodo. But we had a wizard's name. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm failing.
Dumbledore?
No, no. I don't think we have a Dumbledore.
Ganondorf.
It starts with a G, doesn't it? What's his name?
Ganondorf.
No, that's Legend of Zelda.
I'm just going to let this one.
Gandalf. There we go. I got it. So anyways, we had... I don't think we had a Frodo. That would have been cool. But anyways, we have a Gimli, which is actually, that one's cute because some of our printers, we have different product lines, and one of our product lines is an LY. And so oftentimes they just attach that to the end of it. And so they called it Gim. And so when you read it, yeah, you're like, oh, I get it. Cute. And, it's like some of those URLs where they find some non-regular.com ending and do it. So, so that was what they did. We're like, oh, that's cute. I like it. And, but those are fun. Obviously cannot be called that in the real world for copyright reasons. But they're cool and they're fun. And I would love to see that kind of creativity go with, you know, a more external facing one, but I don't know. In some ways, if you think about like Apple, there's a boring eye. They're like, oh, what is this? It's a phone. Okay. We'll put an eye in front of it.
Yeah, iOS, iPhone.
Oh, what is this?
Yeah,
oh,
that's
it's just
true.
Like a, it's a pad.
Well, but wait a second. That's unfair. That's unfair. If you look at the line of, you know, OS X, it was all kind of lion names or big cat names, and now they've moved to places in California. I mean, they're cool enough. They come up with cool names. Yeah, sometimes they come up with like dumb names.
I guess
names
those technically still have the numbers behind them.
Yeah, it's iOS. Yeah. OS X 10.7 or whatever they're up to, 8. But it's, you know, it's yeah. I mean, I don't know. I hate when they come up with come up with like really great names. They release the names. They let everybody talk about the names, and then they pull the great names. This, how did we even get Metro Design? Wow, we are so far off topic.
It's okay.
It's true, but it's, I don't know. It's.
So anyways, I do not own a Windows 8 machine, unfortunately. Yeah. And I came really close to getting an HP ElitePad. I actually wanted one, but alas, it was not in the cards.
What for?
I could probably talk about this. So as you know, I went to HP Discover and they had a little competition thing where if you uploaded photos to Instagram or Twitter and you tagged them in a specific way, it would enter you into a competition. Yeah. And one of the prizes that you could win was an ElitePad. I didn't win that prize.
Honestly, everything I've heard about the Slate would suggest that if I could get one for free, I'd really, really enjoy it. I'm just not going to pay that much for one.
What I did win.
Wait, what?
So it's going to take 6 to 8 weeks for me to get it. But so I could win either a Slate or an ElitePad. And I didn't get the ElitePad.
Wait. So no. Not you. So you won the Slate. I meant the Surface.
Oh.
Right. The correct. XP Pro Surface. Or not XP Pro. Windows 8
wow.
Pro Surface.
Yeah. The RT version or the – no, you said Pro.
Pro. And I guess my point is to say I'm sure the XP – or the – I'm sure the HP version is also likewise a really nice, capable device. And, you know, if you could get it for free, it'd be fun to play with. And I'm sure the Slate will feel the same way. Slate runs RT, right? That's the difference.
Wait. I'm sorry.
Don't go with RT.
The Slate runs Android. Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, right. I knew
that. Yeah.
Oh, so what the heck? Did I hate you?
I actually like HP's ElitePad because it's a 10-inch screen, similar to the Surface. Right. I think it's a little thicker than the Surface, but it also has a good build feel to it. And I've played with it, and it's pretty nice. What's really cool about it is HP is making a whole bunch of, what are they called? You know, accessories, I guess. So like some cases, but they're not like regular cases. Like one of them is a battery expansion case. One of them is a port expansion case. And then you can even dock it with a docking station, which gives you the keyboard and the mouse and an external monitor, gives you an Ethernet connection if you want it, some other stuff, which is really cool for, you know, if you're using it for business related stuff. And I know there's a lot of people within HP where it's like you're doing regular work, which requires, you know, you to have the full horsepower and, you know, maybe Excel work. That's a good example. But then you have a lot of meetings that you go to as well. And it's nice to just pick it up and you're not bringing your whole laptop. You just got that, you know, so it's cool. It's cooler than the Surface in that regard, that it's got all those accessories, and it doesn't have the little kickstand, so you're not forced a certain angle on it. You can actually get a case for the Surface, but
that's
that's cool.